There's a lot of words and world languages, a lot of ways to say goodbye. In English, we wish someone a goodbye or a good parting. The Germans say auf Wiedersehen or see you later, similar to the French au revoir or until I see you again. For the Spanish, it's adios or literally to God, a way of commending someone to the larger forces of the universe. Now, all of these express certain elements about the nature of farewells. We hope they'll be good. We don't want them to be completely permanent, and we're aware that they're often in the hands of forces much greater than us, throwing us into a bit of an unknown for the future. I see these different elements as expressing, not so subtly, our anxiety around change, and how much we wish things would stay the same. Yet, as we saw 2 weeks ago, trying to keep change from occurring is a losing battle. Change is always happening, whether we want it to or not. This occurs in churches just as much as it does anywhere else, with both ministers and members coming and going over the years, and changes, both subtly and dramatic, taking place constantly among us. When I arrived here 2.5 years ago, I did so with a lot of optimism and enthusiasm. I fell in love with this congregation during candidating week, and I meant what I said when I told the search committee that I would have loved to have stayed here for many years to come. I threw myself into the life of this congregation, attending social events, dinners, many, many Thursday mornings at Coffee Klatch, and many, many events of this congregation. And I got to know so many of you on a deep level. And you and your stories will always be in my heart. I heard your hopes and your dreams for this congregation, and I have been so honored that I have been able to be a part of that. So, why am I leaving after a relatively short amount of time? Well, I'd be lying if I stood here and told you that this has been an easy settlement. There are unaddressed issues within the congregation, which I hope the board will continue to address. The reality is that ministry is not a one-size-fits-all vocation, and I hope an interim minister will be brought who can help the congregation work through some of this. But we have done some amazing, amazing work together. Our staff practices are now professionalized in a way they never have been before. The finance committee invested a portion of the reserve account in low-risk CDs, a move I'm not sure we've ever done before. Many members of this congregation and I have also been a presence in the community as we've built 2 community organizations, an anti-racist organization and an LGBTQ organization, which are in a good place to continue after my departure. And I hope this congregation will continue the discernment it began on its mission, values, and covenant that our Board of Trustees has started. Because a congregation without a strong sense of purpose and boundaries is constantly in danger of becoming an anything-goes club. It is customary in many final sermons to give a charge to the congregation. And so this is my charge to you. First, deepen your connections with the larger Unitarian Universalist movement. Learn as much as you can and own the history, theology, and current issues within our movement as much as you can. And own the UUA. The UUA exists to help this and every other congregation thrive and grow. They can't do it if the congregation assumes that they're out of touch with their issues and that they're far removed from their own. One thing I'm constantly amazed by is how similar Unitarian Universalist churches are, no matter where they are in the country. If you could view the profiles of the congregations in search this year, you might be surprised how many are worried about growth, an aging membership, finances, and quality worship. Sound familiar? From coast to coast and in all regions, we're similar than we like to believe we are. They need you, and you need them. Even, maybe especially when, you don't feel like they understand you, and vice versa. Second, lean into discomfort and conflict. Change, even positive change, is going to arouse discomfort because it tells us that things are not the same. This is especially important as church life, as we will never agree on everything. But covenant asks us, nay, demands us, to find a way to be together, and not simply because we don't get our preferences. You have two options, as I see it, to try to futilely fight against it, or to lean into it and learn from it. The first will lead to unhappiness on all sides. The second offers an opportunity for all to come together in dialogue. And remember, leaning into discomfort doesn't mean going and demanding that someone justify themselves or else change. It means genuinely and gently making an effort to understand, even when you ultimately disagree with the person, and being willing to continue leaning in even when your way is not the chosen path. Third, be gentle, no matter what comes next. This is especially true if the congregation chooses to continue in ministry, which I hope you will. It's easy to say you're open to new types of ministry. It's much harder to put into practice in reality. Remember, I started a precedent. I'm not Reverend Sidney Morris. And just as I'm not Reverend Sidney Morris, whoever comes after me will not be Reverend Chris Rothbauer or Reverend Sidney Morris. It's hard. It is. And no one is ever going to be the minister you had before. But be gentle with them and get to know them on their terms. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, never sell yourselves short. I must confess that some of the most painful comments I've heard over the last 2.5 years were from people who told me they did not vote to call me because they believed I was the best match for this congregation, but because they were afraid they wouldn't get anyone else. Besides being a surefire way to create pain for all involved, such thinking sells short this congregation. you deserve nothing short of the best minister. And I hope none of you would advise someone to settle in a relationship just to avoid being alone. Just so, don't be afraid to be alone for a time until the next right person comes along. I have heard a lot of talk about luck in getting ministers since I've been here. Luck is a part of the ministry story here. You just happened to be lucky that a Meadville student wanted to come up. You just happened to be lucky that Sydney was living in Wisconsin. You just happened to be lucky that I wanted to come up here. Stop believing that you're lucky and start believing you deserve the best damn minister who's out there and that they will find you if you are patient enough. Indeed, the words for goodbye that I brought up this morning are words that I do hold for each of you. I hope our parting is not permanent. I hope our parting is good. And I commend you to the forces of God, however you understand that sentence. But I also want to commend you to part in a language that I haven't brought up yet. The word for goodbye in Japanese is sayonara, which is literally translated, since it must be so. It reminds us that change happens, no matter how much we wish it wouldn't, no matter what our plans were. I'm leaving at this point in the history of this congregation and in my ministry because I truly believe it is the right time for all involved. I have a wonderful opportunity to explore a part of my calling, and you are in a strong position to continue doing some work, some tough work. Since it must be so, we will part one final time next week. But never, never, ever, ever doubt that I have anything but the utmost love for this congregation. Never doubt that you are so vitally needed here in the Upper Peninsula. And never doubt the mutual influence we have had on each other. And it will never completely dissipate. Since it must be so, may we depart, not knowing what the future holds, but with faith that the brightest days are yet to come. May it be so. I'd like to invite forward the members of the Board of Trustees this morning.
Before we start off, I have to say, Chris wrote a version of this in draft and sent it out, and I had some issues with some words, because, you know, and then we ended up having a really good conversation via email last week, and it led me to doing a whole bunch of reading, and I'll probably bring it up at some, one of our forums at some point of time, so thank you, Chris, that was kind of fun. But, so while we are reading this off, we have spent some time looking at this text. Unitarian Universalist congregations are governed by congregational polity. Since the earliest days of our movement, congregations have proudly chosen our own ministers by the will of their members. Reverend Chris Rothbauer, on May 10, 2015, you were called as a minister of the Keweenaw Unitarian Universalist Fellowship with a 98% affirmative vote of the congregation. We saw your gifts and heard your calling and discerned that you were the best person to serve as our minister, that the unique talents you brought were those which our community needed the most. Since August 2015, we have been blessed to have you with us as our second settled minister. You have walked with us through the good times and the bad, those which have brought us joy and those which have challenged us. You have heard our stories as we have yours, and you have become a valuable member of our community. Your ministry with us has been a blessing, and we are honored to have counted you among us.
Reverend Chris, your ministry has blessed this congregation and the wider Keweenaw community for the last 2.5 years. You have become a valuable part of our community, ministering to us using your gifts and talents.
You have left an irrevocable mark on us, and we are grateful for the ministry you have gifted us.
We are better for having you among us.
Reverend Chris, you have asked to be released from this call and all associated duties of the Office of Minister. This request is not to be taken lightly, but one that will change your relationship to this congregation and its members. You have notified the Board of Trustees for your letter of call that you wish to resign your position. Reverend Chris, do you wish to be released from your call to us?
I do.
Board of Trustees members, Reverend Chris has indicated they wish to be released from their call. Do we accept their resignation?
Reverend Chris, we hereby release you from your call to us. You are absolved of all duties associated with being our minister. We wish you well in your future ministry, knowing that we go with you wherever you go. You will always be a part of our congregation, and we a part of your ministry. Go now with our blessings upon your ministry and your life.
Will the members of the Keweenaw Unitarian Universalist Fellowship rise in body or spirit as you're willing and able? Members of KUUF, Reverend Chris has been asked to be released from the call you have bestowed upon him. Do you release them from their call and the duties associated with it?
We do. Reverend Chris, we are grateful for the ministry you have given us. We hereby release you from your call to us. We bless your future ministry, knowing you will carry us with you, as we will always carry your ministry with us.
I am grateful for our time together and the ministry we have shared together. I will always carry you with me in my future ministry and bless your path forward. May your shared ministry in the Keweenaw ever be fruitful, and may the voice of liberal religion ever be present in the Upper Peninsula.
Amen.